Hey, greetings, sisters. Sister Amon here. I'm back again to do some encouragement for you. I've been pondering the word stand lately. Well, I ponder that one a lot. It's one of my favorite words because it's one of those things that we got to do a lot. We have to do it every day, don't we? Well, there's many things we have to do every day, but we definitely have to stand. I love that word. And I guess I was thinking, I always like, doesn't nature even teach you? And I think about, in America, springtime's coming around and they have a lot of tornadoes in certain areas here. And I was thinking about, many years ago, a tornado went through a town and it wiped out everything, but there was one house standing. And I remember seeing a picture of it and thinking about, wow, why did that house make it through and everything else was wiped out? I don't know that we know the answer, but you can kind of see a picture of strength of standing. Or, you know, there's like great destruction and you'll see a tree standing. Why didn't that one get wiped out? But if we want to move that along to a spiritual stance of us saints in the Lord, somebody could see us stand in the midst of trials and go, hey, why are they still standing? And we know it's because the strength of the Lord and his power and what he's done that we can stand. And so I think about us saints standing in the world, standing against the trials, standing against everything because we're in Satan's culture, and Satan's culture is against God's kingdom. And so since we've repented and we've been born into God's kingdom, we're going to end up having to do a lot of standing, aren't we? And so we need to have that strength, and God's given us everything we need, and we're going to talk about that later. And so I guess I see us, as the culture flows by us, we're standing in one direction, facing toward the kingdom of God, and the culture is going the other way, and we can stand. And I just want to encourage you, sisters, to do that. So I was going to read the definition of stand from the Old Testament and the New, and it's pretty big. It's got a lot, so it's just going to kind of help us see. So bear with me. I'm going to read through a whole bunch of explanations of what stand is. To place, set or station oneself, present oneself, take one stand, stand with someone, abide, appoint, continue, covenant, establish, hold up, lay present, set, to cause or make to stand, to place, put, to bid to stand by, in the presence of others, in the midst, before judges, to make firm, fix, establish, to cause a person or thing to keep his or its place, to be kept intact, to escape in safety, to establish a thing, to uphold or sustain the authority or force of anything, to set or place in a balance, to weigh, money to one, because in very early times before the introduction of coinage, the metals used to be weighed. Well, that's interesting. To stand by or near, I guess some of these are kind of repeating themselves, but that's okay. To stop, stand still. To stand immovable, I like that. Stand firm, I like that too. Of a foundation of a building, we were just kind of talking about that, about the building not being wiped out in the tornado. That also goes along with what Jesus was talking about, building our foundation on a rock and not shifting sand. A little bit more here. Continue safe and sound, stand unharmed, to stand ready or prepared, to be of a steadfast mind, oh, I love that, of quality, one who does not hesitate, I like that too, and does not waver, I like that too. And so I thought what I would do is I would go through and read some verses that give us an example of stand. Might be something you want to do yourself, go do a word search on it, and it's... There's a lot. So anyway, I grabbed a nice handful of them. Exodus 9:13. And the Lord said unto Moses, rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go that they may serve me. That gives us a really good example of standing, doesn't it? I'm going to keep reading more here. Exodus 17:9. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out, men, and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. And I want to keep reading to see how important it was for him to stand. Verses 10 through 13. So Joshua did as Moses said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek with his people with the edge of the sword. So he did sit down. It wasn't like a physical stand, but he was still standing, and he had to do what he needed, holding his hands up. That's taking a stand. Psalm 1:1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Psalm 20:7-8. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of our Lord, our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright like that. Psalm 26:9-12. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men, in whose hands is mischief, and their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in mine integrity. Redeem me, and be merciful unto me. My foot standeth in an even place. In the congregations will I bless the Lord. Psalm 33:11. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Yeah, it gives us a good picture of what standing is. Psalm 111:7-8. The works of his hands, talking about the Lord's works, are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and uprightness. Psalm 134:1. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Proverbs 8:1-2. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way in the places of the paths. And the brothers did an audio on Proverbs 8. It was pretty awesome, so go to the Ecclesia page and look it up. That was pretty good. Proverbs 12:7. The wicked are overthrown, and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand. That means we're not going to be overthrown if we stand. Isaiah 40:8. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. And I love this one too. Jeremiah 6:16. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Well, this part isn't good, but they said we will not walk therein. But we saints want to walk therein, don't we? On to the New Testament, Luke 21:36. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be counted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Acts 5:20. Go, stand, and speak in the temple, to the people, all the words of this life. And we know they had a lot to stand before, didn't they? A lot of opposition, tribulation. Acts 7:55. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. I love that. And here's Paul in Acts 26. You got to go read the whole thing for yourself, but this is just one here. Acts 26:6. And now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made of God unto our fathers. Yeah, he stood before everybody, didn't he? The apostles. And the saints that walked before us stood before the world that hated them. Romans 5:2. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. We'll read a little bit more of that. Verses 3-5. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So we see a lot of tribulation and how we have to stand within it like they did. But that tribulation and that standing is going to grow us stronger, isn't it? Praise God for that. 2 Corinthians 1:24. Not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy, for by faith ye stand. Philippians 4:1. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. 1 Thessalonians 3:8. For now we live if you stand fast in the Lord. So we're going to live if we stand fast in Him. 2 Thessalonians 2:15. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. And I have two more. Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and I will sup with him and he with me. That's pretty amazing to think of him standing there. Well, in a spiritual sense. Revelation 20:12. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Yeah, we're going to be standing before the Lord someday. And now I want to go, I know I said I only had a couple more, but I want to get to the point, another big point here, one of my favorite passages that proves we can stand. I'll start with, you probably know where I'm going, Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And I was looking at that word strong. It means empower, enable, increase in strength, endue with strength, to receive strength. And so we're kind of commanded to stand strong in the Lord, be strong in the Lord. And then later we're going to see how we can stand with that strength. Verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And we talked about that. Everything in this culture is going to be coming against us. The world is going to hate the truth. Anybody who is not of God and in the kingdom of God is going to hate the truth unless the light of God is working within them. Meaning maybe he's drawing them to him. But the majority of our life is going to be standing against the world, standing for the kingdom of God. And so we can do it because he's given everything. We can put on the whole armor of God. We'll just keep reading. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil days, having done all to, what? Stand! Love that. Once again, stand. Therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Not just some, all. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. I love that. Never tire of reading that. Hopefully that gives you strength to stand hearing that. So he's given us all we need, amen? And I'm going to leave us with this. 1 Corinthians 16:13. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men, be strong. And we can do all that. He stood for us, let's stand for him. Praise God. May God be praised.